Welcome to Christian Worship at Emmanuel as we celebrate the National Day of Thanksgiving. We follow the festival order of worship for Thanksgiving as printed in your service folder. Our opening hymn is 892, Come Ye Thankful People Come, hymn 892. Stand and join in the invocation as printed in our worship folder. In the name of the Father who provides all we need to support our bodies and lives.
Alleluia.
In the name of the Son who has given his life on the cross for us.
Alleluia. Praise to our holy God.
In the name of the Holy Spirit who brings us to faith through his word and sacraments. Our Lord invites us to rejoice in him always. Our Lord invites us to pray to him with thanksgiving.
That
The peace of God guards your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We can do all things through Him who gives us strength. Forgive us, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Our God of peace has supplied your need of forgiveness according to the riches of His glory through His Son, Jesus. As a called and ordained servant of God's word and by His command, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We speak responsibly, Psalm 65. Praise awaits you, O God, in Zion. O you who hear prayer, when we were overwhelmed by sins, blessed is the one you choose and bring near to live in your courts. You answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness, O God, our Savior. Who formed the mountains by your power, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves. Those living far away fear your wonders. You care for the land and water it, you enrich it abundantly. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You crown the year with your bounty. The grasslands of the desert overflow. The meadows are covered with flocks and the valleys are mantled with grain. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose mercies are new every morning, and whose goodness, though undeserved, still abundantly provides for all our wants of body and soul, grant us, we humbly pray, your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness toward us, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. We sing as our hymn of praise, hymn 789, Praise and Thanksgiving, hymn 789. being appointed for this day of national thanksgiving is recorded in the 8th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Moses speaks to the Israelites, "The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you." This is the word of our Lord. The epistle reading is recorded in the second chapter of Paul's first letter to Timothy in the New Testament. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is the word of our Lord. We continue with hymn 895, "Now Thank We All Our God." Hymn 895, we will stand for the last stanza.
Thank you.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of our Lord. We join together in our confession of faith. It is the first article of the Apostles' Creed and its meaning from Luther's Small Catechism.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true.
You may be seated. We sing as our hymn of the day, hymn 785. We praise you, O God, hymn 785.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our risen, living, and returning Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon meditation is recorded in the Old Testament book of Joshua, chapter 21. Verses 43 to 45 are printed for you in your worship folder. Thus the Lord gave to Israel all the land that he swore to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it, and they settled there. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their fathers. Not one of their enemies had withstood them, for the Lord had given all their enemies into their hands. Not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass. A few years ago, I was leading an adult Bible class, and we studied this book of Joshua. And in doing so, I came across this passage, and I thought to myself, these are wonderful words to use as the text for a Thanksgiving Day sermon. It talks of a promise fulfilled, a land inherited, enemies defeated, and rest given. This was done for the Israelites then. It is done for us now. This is the work of our triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our Lord is always good to his word. He fulfills his promises despite our own weaknesses and failures. All of God's good promises to us find their yes and amen in his Son, Jesus Christ, including these promises of land and of rest. God's promises begin about 3,500 years ago with a man named Abram, also known better to us as Abraham. Abram was fatherless, but God's promise to him was that he would have numerous descendants, as many as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. This promise of God was fulfilled while Abraham's family was living in Egypt. There the people multiplied, but they were made slaves. They were led out of their slavery hundreds of years later by Moses. God's second promise to Abraham was fulfilled when his descendants entered into the land of Canaan under Joshua, a land that would be their very own. And God had made a third promise to Abraham, that all the world would be blessed through him. That promise is fulfilled in the birth of Jesus. Jesus is God's own Son from eternity, living now in our human flesh. Jesus Christ is both the focus and the fulfillment of all of God's good promises to us. God promises and he fulfills holiness for us through Jesus' own perfect life. God promises and he fulfills forgiveness to us through Jesus' innocent suffering. God promises and fulfills new life in us through Jesus' sacrificial death. God promises and he fulfills eternity with us through Jesus' resurrection victory. Many nations occupied that promised land of Canaan, and they were not inclined to just move out and let the Israelites in. The native nations of Canaan did put up a fight against Israel, but they could not stand up to Israel's God, for he is the one, the only, the Almighty. His almighty power overwhelmed their worthless and lifeless idols. God's love lifted his chosen people to victory. We live in a world today that is more and more resistant to God's word. We live in a world that is more and more opposed to God's presence through our lives. All around us are those who are opposed to God and who want to take us on and to knock us down because of our faith in Jesus as Savior. But when we live according to God's will, as we stand up for his ways, while we speak the truth of God's word, those who want to resist God and who want to oppose us will not be able to defeat the power of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. The Israelites under Joshua did not conquer the land of Canaan because of their overwhelming number of people. The Israelites under Joshua did not defeat the natives of Canaan because of their great military strategy. The Israelites under Joshua did not win battles over the people of Canaan because of their high-tech military weapons. No, from the shaken and the collapsed walls of the city of Jericho on, city by city, people by people, God won victories for the Israelites. And so again and again, God reminds his people that this land is not what they had earned or deserved. Instead, it was his gift to them, his inheritance for them. That ancient land of promise and gift is really just a preview. It's a glimpse of the gift and the inheritance that our great God has for us. That is what the risen and ascended Jesus Christ even now is preparing for us. A land, a place, a home for his called, chosen, and saved people. This is the promise that our triune God made to us in the water and the word of our holy baptism. It is the story of our salvation that God tells us about in his word of the Holy Bible. It is a banquet that we sample now as the body and blood of Jesus Christ are present for us in the Lord's Supper. Entering the land, conquering enemies, and settling into a new homeland was a lot of work for those Israelites of old. But the whole purpose of God was to give his people rest. No longer were they slaves. No longer were they wandering out there in the wilderness. They were now at home in a place to call their own. What comes into your mind when you hear this word rest? Do you think, I'm finally done raking leaves for this season? Or you're thinking of Thanksgiving dinner being over. Everyone's fed and full. The leftovers are in the fridge. The table has been cleared. The dishes are washed and they're all put away. And now you can just sit back in your recliner. You can lean back, you can put your feet up, and you can let that chemical in the turkey kick in so that you can then take a long nap. God wants us to rest. He wants us to rest in our battle with sin and death and the power of the devil, those enemies that would lead us away from him. With God's Son, Jesus Christ, as our suffering and sacrifice Savior, we now can rest from our struggles with sin. And guilt no longer burdens us. We can rest from the idea that we have to be good enough to earn God's love. That we have to be good enough to win God's favor. That we have to be good enough to deserve his salvation. For in that time, beyond all time, all of God's promises will be fulfilled for us in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we will be in that multitude that is too numerous to count, who will celebrate our Savior Jesus with all the praise and thanksgiving that he rightly deserves from us. To God alone be all of the glory. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in our Lord and in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue our worship with the gathering of our offerings.
We continue with the singing of the offertory. It is hymn 806, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart, hymn 806. I invite you to stand. Thanksgiving litany is printed for us in our worship folder. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe. You feed the hungry and clothe the naked. You set the captives free and raise up those whose courage fails. You provide for our every need of body and spirit. You have called us from all nations to be your holy people.
We rejoice and bless your name forever.
You bless your people with peace.
We bless you and praise your loving grace.
We ask that your mercy and kindness would guide our nation during times of turmoil.
We call upon you to govern our land with your very love.
You have given your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, maker of all things. We offer ourselves to your service in this world. We thank and praise you for establishing and preserving our nation in freedom, for giving us a rich land in which to dwell, and for providing us with an abundance of the fruits of the earth. So that we might live in peace and be good stewards of all that you provide, grant us your grace to recognize your gifts and to live as good citizens. Give us grace to offer you ourselves as living sacrifices to the glory of your holy name and the good of those around us. This we pray for the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us all to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
You may be seated. We sing as our closing hymn, hymn 893, Sing to the Lord of Harvest, hymn 893.